We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, eco-friendly viewers, and 환영합니다. This is how welcome is said in Korean, a language spoken by about 78 million people in Korea and throughout the world. It's a joy to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 17 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company Channel 65. In Khotur on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnirin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinghe Cable TV, Yongjialu Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Panghu County, Channel 03 on Panghu Cable TV. And in Tinman County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. You can also visit us online at suprememastertv.com, featuring high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the world's largest solar power plant is constructed in Spain. In humanitarian news, Australia and New Zealand assist Sri Lankan citizens in need. In education news, United States Agency for International Aid Program improves opportunities for Jamaican students. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 14th, legendary Afghan singer Ahmad Zahir was born in the province of Lahman in Afghanistan in 1946. Even 30 years after his passing, his music is still cherished by Afghanis, and he is considered one of the country's greatest singers. With a deep devotion to his craft, Mr. Zahir recorded 22 albums, which include love songs, an ancient form of poetry called ghazals, and free verse poems. His beautiful melodies are known for their depth and have touched the lives of many who have listened. May the phenomenal and talented legacy of Mr. Ahmad Zahir continue to resound in the hearts for generations to come.
Flying News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Tajikistan. In April and May, unrelenting rainfall resulted in flooding and mudslides in the Central Asian nation, causing at least 23 people to perish. Over 15,000 people were displaced and 3,600 lost their homes. Over 40,000 hectares of agricultural land was damaged, as well as many bridges, electricity lines and roads.
Deeply concerned, Supreme Master Qinghai offered $10,000 in aid on May 14. The donation could purchase approximately $224,000 in supplies if bought in the United States based on Tajikistan's cost of living.
Covering their own expenses, our association's South Korean relief team traveled to the affected regions, finding two families in Dushanbe that had lost all of their properties to a powerful mudslide. The relief team delivered $700 to both families.
They then headed for the worst affected Kurosan district of the Katlaun province. Approximately 340 buildings were destroyed and 1,822 residents were displaced. The United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, or OCHA, and the Red Crescent Society sent money to buy tents, fuel, and clean water for the flood victims. However, they still urgently need necessities such as flour and clothing. On May the 30th, our relief team distributed $9,000 to 340 families while conveying Supreme Master Qinghai's love. Touched by soldiers' tireless efforts to restore the village despite many difficulties, the relief team also gave $300 for their needs.
Огромное спасибо госпоже Чунхаю за оказанную помощь семьям, пострадавшим от наводнения.
Спасибо вам большое за то, что госпожа Чинхай, когда народ такой сильный ущерб увидел, пострадал. Мы очень благодарны.
Our gratitude to the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, or OCHA, the Red Crescent Society, and all other agencies for your support to the victims of these calamities. Our thanks also to Supreme Master Qinghai for her selfless aid that brings comfort to those in need, and to our association's relief team for their endeavors to assist the Tajik people. We pray for their swift recovery to their normal productive lives, and that our world will soon be free of such calamities as we join in restoring Earth's stability.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice. Supreme Master Ching Hai's beloved father is remembered. June 14, this year, marks the 6th anniversary of the passing of Supreme Master Ching Hai's father and sincere practitioner of the Kuan Yin method of meditation. He was a kind-hearted and altruistic naturopath who would often travel to remote villages in Olac or Vietnam and treat disadvantaged patients without requesting fees. In her childhood, Supreme Master Ching Hai was provided access to the classic books of world philosophies and religions belonging to the library of her distinguished parent, who indeed honorably carried out his sacred role as the earthly father of the world-renowned spiritual teacher. Today, all of our association members commemorate Supreme Master Ching Hai's esteemed father with deep reverence and gratefulness. May heaven bless his elevated soul with eternal love and light.
European Commission assists Sarori refugees. A donation of 10 million euros will go towards improving living conditions in camps near Tindouf, Western Algeria, through the provision of fresh food, healthcare and basic supplies. United Nations agencies as well as Red Cross and Red Crescent organizations are helping with the operation and distribution. Heaven bless European Commission and all agencies involved for your much-needed aid to the displaced people. Through such meaningful support as yours, may peace and stability for the Sahrawi people soon prevail.
Inside view of a pig factory farm. New Zealand comedian Mike King, the former spokesperson for the country's pork industry, experienced firsthand the living conditions of pigs live in on factory farms when he went on an early hour tour of a typical pig farm. Save Animals from Exploitation, or SAFE, who helped arrange the visit for Mr. King, shared footage of the event with Supreme Master Television, in which Mr. King comments on what he sees.
One word, disgusted. Absolutely disgusted. The stench is unbelievable. Sad. Well, when you first come down the driveway, the first thing that gets you from the road is the overwhelming, disgusting smell. And then you hear the pigs. And they just... It's not a nice sound. You see, sad eyes. Walking along, saw pigs chewing bars, pigs frothing at the mouth, just don't even have words to describe. It's disgusting. I feel
factory farms have been cited as a serious issue for years by public health officials, who have been expecting a deadly pandemic virus to evolve out of them. a collaboration of researchers at University of Edinburgh and Oxford University in Britain and University of Hong Kong in China have also confirmed again that the current A H1N1 swine flu virus has been circulating within pig populations for several years.
They believe the virus was transferred to humans a few months before it was detected. Now formally acknowledged as causing a pandemic, the swine flu virus continues to take its toll on global public health, with almost 30,000 confirmed cases in 75 countries. Fatalities of about 145 recently rose by 3 people, each in different cities and regions in the US. With the actual number of swine flu cases estimated to be many times more than these figures, the World Health Organization, or WHO, is concerned that low-income regions vulnerable to malnutrition, such as Africa, may manifest the swine flu's worst outcomes.
We admire your honesty, Mr. King, and your courage in shining a spotlight on the plight of the innocent pigs. Our thanks to the international scientists for their work in verifying the link between farmed animals and the swine flu virus. We pray for the rapid freedom from suffering of pigs and humans alike through a global switch to the vegan diet, offering a natural return to health and vitality for all.
Latest meat recalls span coasts of the USA. Smoked salmon from a New York-based company was recalled after an inspection by food safety officials revealed the presence of the potentially life-threatening Listeria monocytogenes bacterium. Listeriosis infection causes flu-like symptoms and can be fatal. The tainted meat was sent to restaurants and distributors within and outside of the state. Meanwhile, on the West Coast, a company in Portland, Oregon, recalled more than 18,000 kilograms of ground beef products suspected of contamination with E. coli bacteria, which causes serious illness involving dehydration and even kidney failure. Hotels, restaurants, and institutions in both Oregon and the neighboring state of Washington had purchased the beef. We are grateful to know that these potentially harmful products have been removed for the sake of public health. May all people soon join in adopting the wholesome organic vegan diet for the optimal assurance of vitality and well-being.
Vegetarianism in religion. The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings on some aspects of health and healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Cow dye. The most important thing is to stop killing. Because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius.
Essenes. I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood. If ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adi Lila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible.
blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism, those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism, do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Hero saves man from train. Last Tuesday, Constable Cheryl Adams, a policewoman from the town of Masterton in New Zealand, saw a man on the tracks at Reynolds Street railway station. She talked to him while following him along the tracks, despite the danger of an oncoming train approaching at 50 kilometers per hour. Seconds before the train arrived, Constable Adams threw the heavily built man to safety and protected him from the train. Thanks to her bravery, the man's life was saved. A hero salute, Constable Cheryl Adams, for your courageous and selfless deeds to save another's life. May heaven continue to bless you and those around you in your noble endeavors as a policewoman and good Samaritan.
Save our planet. USA's East Coast most vulnerable to rising sea levels. Research from the National Center of Atmospheric Research, or NCAR in Colorado, USA, has found that continued melting from Antarctica and Greenland would lead to ocean topography changes from an influx of warming fresh water, which then could easily result in sea level rises some 2 feet in excess of those in other locations by the year 2100.
These anticipated effects, combined with the already known sinking landmass of the East Coast, has caused state governors to begin identifying locations most vulnerable to high water and evaluate their impact.
Our sincere thanks, scientists at the National Center for Atmospheric Research, for alerting us to these dangers, as we pray that humanity makes considerate and wise choices to alleviate them.
In a March 2009 video conference during the Juice Fast for Peace in California, USA, Supreme Master Ching Hai addressed the unstable conditions caused by rising sea levels, along with the assurance of our effective course of action.
Like before, the United Nations predicted that 1 meter sea level rise would be very catastrophic already, and causing a lot of people to lose their homes. But just last month, scientists have learned that Greenland and Western Antarctica and Eastern Antarctica are all melting now, which had not been a factor updated before. Based on these findings, one scientist says if all the Antarctica were to melt, which is melting now, if they all melted, then the sea level could rise up to 70 meters. So there's no way we can run away from this, except we turn to a virtuous way of life. Then we are connected with heaven, because heaven is virtuous and love and blessing. I see no other way we can protect ourselves at all.
Save our planet. A green stay possible at a luxury U.S. hotel. The prestigious Willard Intercontinental Washington in Washington, D.C., USA, standing just 2 blocks from the White House, is both elegant and eco-friendly in its accommodations. Guests can find such green amenities as recycling containers in their rooms. The 19th century chandeliers that hang in the hotel have been updated with energy-efficient bulbs, which in 2006 saved the Willard 13% of its electricity bill, or about $130,000 US. The kitchen uses organic and locally grown food to the extent possible and employs the practice of composting. Our green accolades, Willard Intercontinental, for keeping the planet in mind while caring for your guests. Wishing many visitors the enjoyment of your earth-friendly touches and that such a trend is adopted worldwide.
Save our planet. United Nations World Environment Day. Children write letters to animals. Over 500 children from Dumaguete, City of Negros, Oriental Province in the Philippines, wrote letters to animals asking for their friendship in honor of World Environment Day. Mr. Mark Reagan Garcia, organizer of the event at the Center for Tropical Conservation Studies at Silliman University, said when the students are able to name their favorite animals and write to them as how they would a human friend, somehow the animals become a part of their life. We hope this will inspire them to show the same affection and care to animals outside the center. Our appreciation, Mr. Garcia, and all involved in this meaningful event. Heaven bless the young students for their pure love towards the animals, and may they be inspired to continue their caring stewardship of the earth and her inhabitants throughout their lives.
Save our planet. Canadian environmentalist David Suzuki, writing in the daily publication The Citizen, calls for better care of the oceans to avoid the devastating consequences of conditions such as excessive plastic pollution and acidification.
Save our planet. The Australian Terrestrial Biodiversity Assessment 2008. An accounting of the country's flora and fauna finds the highest level of mammal extinctions and near extinctions of all developed nations.
Save our planet. The U.S. City of San Francisco Board of Supervisors approves the most comprehensive mandatory composting and recycling requirements in the country, with the goal of zero waste going to landfills or incinerators within 11 years.
How are you, friends? I'm Luti the Fruit Bat, and I love my plant-based diet. Would you like to hear a tip on how to find eco-friendly musicians? These are the ones that adopt earth-loving ways during their tours, such as offering organic, locally grown vegan foods in the booths at their concerts. Other endeavors include using green energy, recycling, and offsetting their carbon footprints by planting trees. You can find some of them featured online. Try searching using the phrase green musicians. Thank you for your attention, and thanks a lot for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Here's the weather around our globe.
In sustainable energy news, a Spanish company starts the world's largest solar power plant. Abengoa Solar's new 20 megawatt facility can supply 10,000 homes with electricity generated from the sun. Located in the southern province of Seville, it focuses the sun's rays using over 1,200 mirrors at the top of a 165-meter tower. With the heat created, water is boiled to move a turbine to produce electricity. According to Abengoa Solar, this development will prevent the emissions of 12,000 tons of carbon dioxide that would have been made by a fossil fuel burning plant. Our hats off to you and congratulations, Abengoa Solar, for helping to bring the goal of sustainable living ever closer. With heaven's grace, may we soon see all beings existing in harmony with nature.
In humanitarian news, Australia and New Zealand aid internally displaced people in Sri Lanka. Australia has donated $2.6 million worth of medicines and medical equipment for 100,000 people who have had to leave their homes. Also, New Zealand has pledged over $30,000. The funds will be used towards providing food, water, medicine, shelter, and counseling for internally displaced citizens. Our sincere gratitude, Australia and New Zealand. Heaven bless your generosity towards Sri Lankan people in time of need. May all be granted secure homes and happy futures. Up next on Noteworthy News, USAID helps students in Jamaica. We'll just answer the cat's knock and come back. More enhancing news will be right up here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, celebratory news for a happier world. In education news, United States Agency for International Development sponsored program will be implemented in Jamaican schools. Expanding Educational Horizons, EEH, program has helped the percentage of students mastering the grade 4 literacy test to raise from 40 to more than 80. Jamaica's Minister of Education, the Honorable Andrew Holness, will now integrate some of the EEH components into the Jamaica school administrative system. In September 2009, 600 primary and secondary schools will have new software and updated tests. We appreciate your initiatives to better the educational experience of Jamaican students, Honorable Andrew Holness and the United States Agency for International Development. May all children have love and the best opportunities to develop.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, The Card.
A friend wanted to send his buddy some flowers for his new opening business. He told the florist to send it to his address. But then when it came, the card on the flower read, "Rest in peace, the owner of the new business." Call the florist to complain. The florist said, "Oh my goodness, I'm really sorry for the mistake. But you know, this is not the worst case. Imagine there's a funeral in the next town and I have sent them some flowers with a note saying, 'Congratulations on your new location.'"
And now for today's Heartline. Our program, Vegetarianism, The Noble Way of Living, featured Mr. Brian Aw, a talented raw celebrity chef and author of the highly praised Raw in 10 Minutes and 5-star Raw Spa Cuisine with Chef Brian Aw recipe books. He wrote,
"Wow, I'm totally speechless. It is the best ever. I'm so super happy. This is the highlight of my entire raw food career and path. My dream came true. Thank you. And I'm going to email everyone. I'm so super honored. I love Master Ching Hai and Supreme Master TV. Raw hugs, Brian Aw from USA."
Loving Brian, we very much appreciate your culinary gifts and eco concerns. Thank you so much for your enthusiastic presence in showing our worldwide viewers some of your marvelous vegan raw creations. With fantastic recipes like yours, it's a joy to veg. God bless you and all your work for a greener planet.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has specially replied to you. Love you too, Brian. Be blessed and thanks for what you're doing, Ching Hai.
Do you have a Heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or log on to www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
Singechukbori hamgeaseyo. That is God bless in Korean.
May peace and happiness fill your life. Farewell for now.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Iran's World Handicraft Day was commemorated through nationwide art showcases and conferences to display the cultural significance of the artisteries.
Saudi Arabia and Tunisia ministries sign a memorandum of understanding regarding cooperation on Islamic affairs, including coordination of expertise, laws and mosque management.
Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi made an historic first visit to Italy, where he reaffirmed the spirit of a friendship accord signed last year between the two countries.
An online social network called Worldecker has been launched in the UK with the aspirations to build a better world and connect with others to work for good causes.
Oregon, USA-based vegan company Go Max Go Foods creates a line of delicious vegan chocolate bars that replace popular brands without using animal derivatives.
In line with a pledge to eliminate weapons, Cyprus does away with 324 anti-aircraft missiles.
The British Medical Journal reports that a simple 5-minute test your memory exercise can double the chance of early Alzheimer's detection.
12 artists from 8 different countries participate in building sand sculptures for Berlin, Germany's Sensation 2009.
El Salvador announces a voucher plan for senior citizens without pensions that will guarantee them food and basic necessities.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.